Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The worldwide transmission of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host, for this Tuesday. Having some fun this morning. I was on with Hagman and Hagman last night till 11 o'clock, and that was an exciting adventure. So now I get to come in here this morning, and we get to do another show. And by the way, today's date is the 10th of March, 2015. I've got so much news to cover this morning, but let me share with you real quick something about the Hagman and Hagman show. And plus, I just did a show this morning. And I this is something that we need to talk about for a second, because this is really starting to bug me a little bit. And I need to share this with everybody who's listening. Number one, I believe that we need to support Israel in every way we possibly can. I don't believe we need to be giving Israel money. I think we need to be praying for Israel. Country is a Rothschild creation. We know that. We know that happened after World War II, and it was negotiations that were done with England. We understand all that. I mean, if you want to do the history, you can do the history back on that. As far as having troops in 150 different countries and spending trillions of dollars in defense every year to support this massive military that we have all over the world, I think it's nuts. I think these other countries can support themselves, and I don't believe unless somebody specifically attacks the United States, I think we need to stay out of everybody's business. That's how I look at that. I believe that we're being completely and totally manipulated by the central banks of the world, which are the Rothschild banks, and we're going to go into detail on this. And the reason I'm on such a tear about this is I talked about this last night for hours on the Hagman and Hagman show. We had Henry Macau was on for the first hour with me. And then we had Russ Dizdar in for the second 2 hours, and we talked about the entire influence of what's going on in the world, what's going on globally, and how the central banks have done a lot of stuff to us that has been extremely damaging. And so I wanted to share all of that with you guys to start with, because I want people to know that, you know, I love Israel. Jesus is going to rule and reign there for 1,000 years. But I'm going to say something that may be controversial to somebody. I don't know. Here it comes. God doesn't need our help as far as defending Israel. I mean, a newsflash, he is God. He is going to do as he wishes to do. Excuse me, I don't believe that Israel is going to be destroyed in a nuclear war. I don't believe that's going to happen. I believe that Jesus is going to come back and rule and reign there for 1,000 years. I believe that prophecy is going to unfold as God wants it to unfold and the timing that God wants it to unfold in. And I don't think that we're really going to be able to manipulate that, though I believe that we can slow it down a little bit. I believe that we can stand in the aggregate as a mass, and with the United States was the last bastion of capitalism and of Christianity in the world. As far as, if you've been all over the world like I have, you know that. And we're losing that. We're losing the edge that this country had. We're losing our manufacturing edge. We're losing our military edge as far as, and because we're spread so thin, we're losing the ability to, you know, deploy the carrier groups that we needed to talk about. And we're going to go into detail on all of this today, and we're going to talk about the central banks and what they've done and how they got started back in the 1600s with the Sabbateans. And then it turned into the Frankists in the 1700s, from the 1600s to the 1700s, and that Rothschild was a Frankist. These are basically Luciferians. They worship Lucifer. And you say, well, here he goes again. He's going to start talking about Christianity again. Hey, you know, guys, just cut me a little bit of slack, okay? I'm doing the best I can, and I want to tell you guys the truth. And if I see the entire picture here, the entire mosaic, and I'm trying to point this out, we can't be talking about little bits and pieces of what's going on. The vast majority of what's going on in the news today is a Rothschild creation, because they own the AP wire services, and they also own Reuters. They tell us what the news is going to be. They tell us what we're going to hear. And if you think there's a slight difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, there's not. This is political theater that we're fed every day while we get put into our alpha brainwave stance, the trance, while we watch the TV sets and with the flicker rates are designed to correspond with our brain to make us believe everything that we see and hear on the TV. And you tell these people, you tell anybody, the vast majority of the population, of what's really going on, they want to criticize you, they want to say you're an anti-Zionist, whatever that's supposed to mean. I have no idea what any of this stuff means at all. I just had a live show that I just had in Oklahoma just a few minutes ago, and some guy goes, well, do you believe that 9/11 was an inside job? And my response was, I have no idea what 9/11 was, but it sure seems funny to me that Building 7 fell down by itself. A lot of news coming your way. Stay tuned.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Well, welcome back. Calm down now. I got off the show a few minutes ago with another station, and I had an interesting conversation with several of the callers, and I was a little bit riled up from all from all that. So you guys have to forgive me for starting you off on a bang. Some of you aren't even awake yet. I hope your alarm clock didn't wake you up with me ranting and raving. But let me tell you something. We had Henry McCow on last night. He's a PhD. He's an incredible Jewish scholar. And the reason I tell you he's a Jewish scholar, because he makes a lot of comments about the central banks and stuff like that that are really intriguing. And I had to have him on. I had him on the Hagman Show last night. And we had an hour's worth of time with him, and it was absolutely incredible. And he actually cleared up a little bit as far as the transition of what's happened all the way back from Egypt with all of the different satanic rituals. And, you know, and I've told you guys multiple times that Kabbalism is a satanic ritual worship of Lucifer. And that's what Madonna practices. I mean, that's why she gets up there and she has the goat of Mendes and she's basically worshiping this thing during her rituals. And all of this stuff's going on. Now, and Henry and I were talking about last night, and I said to him, I said, well, Henry, it's very important that we make a clear statement here that these are Satanists that are doing this. They're not necessarily Jewish. They're not necessarily Gentiles. They're not necessarily French or German or whatever. They're just Luciferians. He goes, that's absolutely right. Now, he said something else, though, that was interesting. He said that when Sabbatane started in the 1600s, it was the Frankists carried that movement on into the 1700s, and then what happened is Rothschild became a Frankist or a follower of the occult. And he's the one who started the banking system. And then I was at a conference all weekend when I went there to meet Doug and Joe Hagman in Orlando. And I got to meet a bunch of really, really good speakers there. And what was interesting, they said that it's kind of like a money magic thing. They've deceived the entire planet by printing money out of nothing. And they started doing this by controlling the central banks. And they were able to do this because of what's called fractional reserve lending. Excuse me, my throat's a little messed up today. Fractional reserve lending, in which the Rothschild banking cartel were holding deposits of gold, and they would give certificates of gold on deposit. And they finally began to realize that they could hold more gold than they'd ever have people come take the gold back, because people started trading in the paper because it was too dangerous to carry gold around. And so they started giving certificates. They had X amount of gold on deposit with the Rothschild Bank in Frankfurt. And what ended up happening is they started to realize they could actually loan out like 10 times as much gold as on paper as they actually had in physical gold. And hence that started fractional reserve banking. And then they changed the laws back in the 90s with Bill Clinton, and they allowed them to go 40-1 as far as the spread instead of 10-1, which caused the huge banking crisis that we had in 2008, which is part of the reason for that to happen. Now, what's interesting about all this, that means there's a lot more money out there in print than there are actually reserves to cover it. Nixon found that out back in the 70s and took us off the gold standard. And all of this was brought on by these European central banking cartels that run the world and control the money supply for almost every single country in the world. And what we have here is the United States petrodollars being traded as a world reserve currency. And every nation in the Middle East that decided they don't want to use the United States dollar as a petrodollar, they've pretty much been taken down and taken out and been replaced with a Rothschild-controlled central bank. And that's what's going on right now. We have this big fight going on who's going to control the petrodollar, who's going to control the international reserve currency of the world. They've printed just literally trillions and trillions of dollars into their central banks, distributed into their banking arms like Citigroup. And they've been buying up huge amounts of the stock market, which is giving them control of all the blue-chip stocks. So what they're doing is they're printing money out of nothing and buying corporations with it and controlling the entire infrastructure of the United States. And so Henry went into detail about this last night. He said something very interesting. I want to read this to you. Phenomenal show. If you guys want to listen to it on the downloads, you could listen to it last night. He said that the central bankers promote mass migration, globalism, feminism, homosexuality, diversity, and pornography to divide, destabilize, and degrade society. He went on to say that Giuseppe Mazzini wrote, "We corrupt in order to control. Thus they undercut the four legs of human identity, race, religion, which is God, nation, and family gender." He said, because they're Sabbateans and they're Frankists and they're Luciferians, they want to turn the entire planet upside down as far as God's creation. And what's funny to me is that they've tried to take God out of the schools. They've tried to do everything they can to disassemble the United States as a Christian nation, because we put God first from the very beginning. And when you start talking about the religious aspect of what's going on in the Satanism, nobody wants to talk about any of this stuff because it's all kind of weird. And the thing about it is this. You've got all of these child sacrifice rings that are running around, all these pedophile rings in the royal family, and we talked about this last night on the show, and all of the people that are involved in all of this stuff and all of this this horrible stuff that they do. And that's all to undermine Christianity, the moral fiber of the family, to turn the entire planet upside down. They're trying to bankrupt the United States through the Obamacare Act and all the things that they're doing with all these crazy military expenditures all over the world. And they've always got to give us a boogeyman. I don't think Russia would care if we didn't have our troops next to their border or what's going on over in Crimea. I don't think that the Middle East would be in a big turmoil that it's in if we had overthrown all of these countries. But it's all political theater. So if you think there's one difference between Fox News and CNN, remember Mancow was on with me a few months ago. You guys can hear the show in the archives. And Mancow said something very succinct. Now, Mancow is one of the top radio personalities ever in the history of the United States. And he said on the air, on the Power Hour, he said this quote. This is, well, I'm paraphrasing him. He said that it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat and you go far to the left and you've got your own talk show. He said you can become very, very successful. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican and you go all the way to the right. You can become very, very successful. He said, it doesn't make any difference. He said, the problem happens to you is if you get in the middle and you start picking on both Bush and Obama. He says, that's when you get into trouble. For instance, I was doing a talk show, and I won't give you the guy's name because I, quite frankly, don't remember it. I do so many shows, but it was a really big show, like number 7 or 8 in the United States. And it was at night, and we were just having at it. We were talking. He was talking about Obama. He talked about immigration. And I'm with him and with him and with him. And he started saying, well, you can't trust anything this administration says. And I said, well, you know, you got to stop for just a second now. I said, now, it's not just this administration. I said, we've got to remember. I said, George Bush brought us the Patriot Act, which is the same as the Enabling Act with Hitler. And that was all brought around because of 9/11. I said, and what the heck happened with 9/11? I have no idea. I don't know what in the world happened with 9/11. All I know is a bunch of buildings fell down, and Building 7 fell down and was never hit by a plane. So I have no idea what's going on. The interview immediately stopped. I mean, just basically said, well, thanks for being on tonight, Ted. Good night, click, done. I was done. That was the end of it. Then he came on, and I had multiple people contact me and said that, you know, anybody who thought 9/11 was an inside job had to be nuts. I never said 9/11 was an inside job. I don't know what happened with 9/11. I don't think the 9/11 Commission report answered those questions, and they certainly didn't even address Building 7. So if we've got all of this stuff going on right now, they don't want you to look at both sides of the picture. They don't want you to look at movies like Loose Change or 9/11 Mysteries and start asking questions. They want you to be stupid, sit down, take your drugs, take your IV, drink your fluoride, and sit in front of the TV set in alpha brainwave state and drool on yourself while you're eating Doritos and drinking diet sodas, which is another dopamine releaser, which is another brain entrainment molecule. That's what they want you to do. Shut up, be stupid, be good little goyim, be good little cattle, and we're going to use you to be fattened and taken to the harvest, and we're going to make money off of you. But by God, you better never say anything about what's really going on, and you better never look at the man behind the curtain, because we are the great Wizards of Oz, and we are pulling the strings, and do not pull the curtain back, and there's no man behind the curtain. It's not that. It's Obama. It's Netanyahu. It's all of this stuff. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, do we really think that the Rothschild-controlled state of Israel needs money? The Rothschild banking cartel is the largest, most powerful group in the world, along with the Catholic Church, and we need to be giving them foreign aid? Are you kidding me? They can print all the money they want to print and pump it into Israel completely debt-free to us. They can do it with their own currency. It doesn't make any difference. So the sad part about this is we're being told one thing, and there's another shell game and another shell game and another shell game, and it's all obfuscation. So you got me on a rant this morning, so I hope you guys are enjoying all this. You can probably get mad at me later. It doesn't make any difference. I want to read you this. Oh, one more thing I want to share with you, too. He talked about what was going on as far as the steps, the 10 signs that you're being led by a cult. He said, "This." And I want to go over this real quickly. We're going to have to go to break. And then we'll come back and start on the news. I got so much news to cover this morning. 10 signs by Henry McCow that Western society is a satanic cult. He said, many people, including Freemasons, liberals, socialists, and feminists, have unwittingly been inducted into a satanic cult based on the Kabbalah. Society increasingly resembles this ruling cult of the Illuminati. A satanic cult teaches self-destructive behavior. Its members are dysfunctional. They have turned, and they resist healthy reform. This is by, again, Henry McCow. I'm going to read this. Number one reason that you know that we're basically being controlled by a satanic cult, he says, the membership is kept in the dark. It's not told the cult's true objectives to exploit and to enslave them, but are deceived instead with noble-sounding platitudes. Leaders routinely lie to the people, as in the case of false flags, like the Bay of Tonka with the Vietnam War, assassinations and wars. False flags are a form of mass brainwashing, arousing mass sympathy for the alleged victim and hatred for the alleged perpetrator. Number two, the symbols of the occult are everywhere in its monuments, the obelisks dot our cities. This is, and of course, the bankers control most of the corporations, he goes on to say. Number three, mention of God and a universal design and intelligence are repressed. Instead of God, we are here to obey our cult leaders. Believers in God are persecuted. By denying our divine soul, they redefine us as animals. I'm going to repeat that. By denying our divine soul that was given us by God, they redefine us as animals who can be domesticated and or culled. They encourage us to explore and indulge in our animal nature. Number four, they attempt to overrule nature and encourage unnatural and perverse behavior. Prime example is their occult hatred of gender, masculine and feminine, and their encouragement of gender confusion, homosexuality, etc., androgyny, teaching school children to experiment with sex toys and homosexuality, state-sanctioned with child sex abuse. Homosexuality is a developmental disorder, according to McCow. Its state promotion is proof society has gone over to the dark side. Number five, they promote promiscuous and anonymous sex in order to degrade and dehumanize people to the level of animals. They normalize sexual deviance to God, to defy God and to serve their God Lucifer. The sex cult obsession is surpassed only by its love of money. Millions are engaged in stock market gambling. The cult encourages both addictions and addictive behavior in general. There's an obsession with sickness. We'll come back. We'll finish listening as we come back from the break.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Well, I've got a confession. I got a I figured I better tell you because you guys probably already figured it out. I don't normally drink coffee, but I had a cup of coffee this morning. I was on the Hagman Show until 11 o'clock. I hosted it last night, and I kind of got up a little bit tired this morning, and I had enough of taking Sudafed. So I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll just drink a cup of coffee, and I'll be going with the show today pretty good. So elevates my cortisol a little bit, so it gets me a little bit edgy. I broke my own rules this morning. I have to adjust my halo, I'm afraid, and set it on this floor for a minute. I try not to drink coffee very often, but this morning was one of those mornings. So if you're wondering why I'm on a tear, I had to confess that to you. Now, some of you have sent me emails. They said, we like it better when you're on a tear. The show's more interesting. We don't get bored. And I'm like, well, I'm apologizing if I bore you every once in a while. I try to do the best I can. I told Joyce when I was talking to her one day about this a few months ago. I said, I'm kind of like a cross-eyed discus thrower. I mean, I set any records, but I'll keep my crowd alert in most cases. So you guys just have to bear with me here for a second as my adrenals attempt to fire up and pump up some more adrenaline here. But I only had one cup of coffee, so I'm good with that. We're talking about the 10 reasons knowing that we're controlled by a satanic cult in Western United States. This is by Henry McCow, Ph.D. He's a Jewish scholar and historian. Absolutely brilliant, man. I had him on the show last night for an hour. Number six. They attempt to destroy the institutions of marriage and the nuclear family so that the cult, the society, will be our first loyalty and ultimately will take over procreation. That means they'll tell you if you can or cannot have kids. Number seven, they create an imagined enemy who is threatening to attack us. This is constant. And Gerald Celente said, when they can no longer stimulate us through a central bank as far as causing our inflation and deflation, when the economies are completely collapsed because of debt, they always take us to war. You know, we had him on a couple months ago. I need to get Gerald back on again. They use this constant imagined enemy as an excuse to remove civil rights and create a police state capable of ensuring cult control. Well, if you don't think that's happened, why do we have billions of rounds of ammunition and different – why does the post office keep storing weapons? I mean, it's ridiculous. Number eight, there's an extensive surveillance to extract blackmail information in order to control every individual. The cult demands conformity in all of its matters. Thought criminals are shamed and expelled. The CEO of Mozilla was forced to resign after giving a donation to a group that opposes gay marriage. This enforced conformity, which is becoming commonplace, is characteristic of communism, which is an Illuminati cult manifestation. The term politically correct originated in the Communist Party. They suppress the truth. History, music, and literature suppressed. He's got a picture here of tongue-tied video by Miley Cyrus crying out for help. You know, she's just another one of these Illuminati creations. The media has gotten so bad, especially in Hollywood. See, you guys got to stop for just a second. You got to think through this with me. Satan was kind of like the minister of music in heaven, according to what the Bible says. And he understands what sound does and how sound controls the formation of matter. We've seen that with semantics. We know exactly how you can actually change the shape of matter by using sound alone, forming geometric patterns, etc. If you haven't seen that, you can look it up online. And what's interesting to me, this is what the Kabbalah is all about, with their chanting and their incantations and all the stuff they're doing. They're trying to control the physical reality around us and put like a veil over us so that we're not going to wake up from this. And, of course, they use the drugs, the fluoride, the statins, and all of this other stuff to keep this haze over us, to make us think that we're in something that we're not in. I mean, the entire consumerism. I mean, when you watch the stuff, you know, with Black Friday last year after Thanksgiving, and people are getting trampled in Walmarts and stores because, you know, an iPod was on sale for $20. And people are, you know, end up getting killed sometimes with this stuff when all these people go shopping like this. You get all these fights. I mean, people are buying things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't know because the idiot box put them in such a alpha brainwave-induced stupor that they brainwashed them into believing that they had to have the latest gadget or widget. And, I mean, I'm sorry, guys, if that offends any of you. I'm just telling you the truth. God doesn't care if you have stuff. He doesn't care if you have a nice house. He doesn't care if you have a nice car. He just doesn't want the stuff having you. I'm going to repeat that. God doesn't care about you having stuff. He just doesn't want the stuff having you. And we need to understand, with stuff comes responsibilities. A lot of people have gotten caught up in this feel-good movement with Christianity. We're going to talk about it. There's a whole story in Charisma Magazine about that. In fact, Charisma Magazine was one of the parent companies of Strength Communications that published my first book, Maximum Energy, 15, 16 years ago, that sold close to 1 million copies. I don't remember the actual number, but it was huge. And we talked about the top 10 foods never to eat in there. Oh, by the way, real quick, next week on Tuesday, we're going to do a full hour with nutrition. A lot of you guys have called up and sent me emails, so would you please do an hour on nutrition? We want to call in and ask you questions about health, nutrition, alternatives to type 2 diabetes drugs, and we want to know what you think about all these things. So we're going to be doing that next week for one full hour. Again, go to my website, healthmasters.com. We'll be right back from the break.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, a couple of years ago, Miley Cyrus's father came out on a national TV show and said that Disney, having Miley Cyrus involved in that, had ruined their lives. And, you know, he ended up getting divorced, all those other horrible things happened. And you know, I don't think anybody's going to say that Miley Cyrus is the poster child for conservatism anymore, especially when she's swinging around naked on a big wrecking ball. You know, I don't really watch a lot of that kind of stuff. Every once in a while, I'll see a flash across a TV set. What I try to do is protect my children from it and not allow them to watch, you know, unbridled TV, especially the MTV channels with the MTV and all these filthy videos on there that they have. You know, let me finish this list. I got to get on with the news. They said this is the top 10 reasons we know we're living in a satanic-controlled occult country. They suppress the truth. True history, music, and literature are suppressed. They use entertainment as a cult ritual and to degrade and distract us from the reality by creating an alternative fantasy world. Entertainers are often mind-controlled agents of the occult. A new Common Core school curriculum is designed to turn people into widgets. The Common Core, I'll be honest with you guys, I went through a year of calculus. I looked at their math and some of the questions. You know, none of this stuff makes any sense to me. I guess it's not supposed to. I guess it's a continual dumbing down. If you destroy the minds of the youth, you inject them with 70 immunizations by the time they're 6 years old or whatever. You've given one in 58, some say one in 38. Now some they're saying it's going to be one in two in the 10 years, autism, you got a dumbed down population that's very, very easy to control. And you always have to remember, the same banking families that run the Federal Reserve Bank that print money out of nothing, backed by nothing, who then spend the money to buy blue chip corporations and pharmaceutical corporations and media houses, they kind of run the whole thing. And it was interesting when I was at the seminar this weekend with the Hagmans and Paul McGuire, he's been on the show also. The common denominator was this, and Ron Paul said the same thing, if you guys are Ron Paul fans. Until we get rid of the Federal Reserve System and until we nationalize it and we get rid of all this supposed debt they put on us from giving us money they created out of nothing and we break the backs of tyranny by getting rid of these usurers is what they are, the United States is not going to be free. The problem is once you start discussing it, look what happened to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was on Fox. He had a huge show on Fox. He was a major, major player in the mainstream media with Fox. He started talking about the Federal Reserve Banks and what's going on. And it wasn't a month before they were announcing that his show was being canceled and he was moving into alternative media. Remember Dave Hodges told us a few weeks ago that once the aggregate reaches around 10%, it's called a tipping point. And with all of us who are awake, when we reach about 10%, they've got to do something. And they set up these matrices. They set up these beta tests. The Ebola was the beta test. The measles was the beta test. Because you have these giant computer systems that they monitor all internet traffic. And they want to find out exactly what people believe. They want to know what pushes people's buttons, what gets people to respond. They want to know all of this stuff. That's important to them because they want to know how you're going to respond in the event of a national emergency. They want to know how many media outlets they have to push, how many mainstream talking heads have to get on there and start talking about Ebola or the measles vaccine to create a hysteria. They know now with the beta testing that they've done what it's going to take to avoid that tipping point. Now, what do I mean by that? They're going to make sure that if we get close to 10%, something major is going to happen. Either we're going to go into a war, we're going to have medical martial law, we're going to have forced immunizations. You know, a few weeks ago I talked about the lady who was held down with a bag put over her head to take a blood draw because she refused to do a breathalyzer when in the state of Texas that's going to give her a 1-year mandatory revocation of her driver's license, but that wasn't good enough for them because she didn't want to comply and give evidence against herself. They held her down, they strapped her down, then they did a chokehold on her, and they put a bag over her head to draw blood. And I ask you guys, and I'm asking you again, because that was so egregious to me, is any part of that story okay with anybody listening? That's tyranny. That's North Korea. That's Nazi Germany. That's Stasi East Berlin. That's Russia under Stalin. That's all of this. It's all combined. And it's the same group of players. The Rothschild banking cartel wanted to get rid of the royal family in Russia, so they financed World War I. They financed the Russian Revolution because they wanted to create enough internal chaos in Russia to force an overthrow of the Tsar Nicholas's family. They had them all murdered. And then they put in a Rothschild banking cartel central bank. And see, this is what's going on throughout the whole planet. This has been going on for hundreds of years. It started back in 1776 with the United States wanting to have its own currency, not wanting to be under the auspices of England, wanting to be able to do its own thing, having the right to vote. Then we had the Tea Party and all that stuff, and those of you who remember history. And then we got our own country, and by the War of 1812, it was, again, the England trying to put a central bank in. That was one of the reasons we stopped them. The War of 1812 was stopped because they put a central control bank in, because the Rothschild banking cartel knew as soon as they got a central bank in the United States, they could control us within a few generations. Well, by 1832, Andrew Jackson had figured out what they had done. He called them a brood of vipers, you know, a den of serpents. And he threw out the central bank with Biddle and those guys. He basically definanced the bank and started printing money out of nothing again. Then they did the same thing. They had the Civil War. That was all about money again. It was Rothschilds controlled both sides of it. Many, many years ago, I read a book that said that all wars are bankers' wars because they have to finance it. And I believe that now. And let me tell you how this coming to these ideas, how this happened to me. And if you guys want to fuss about me not doing all the news, go ahead and fuss about me. I don't care. The thing about it is the first time I started reading all this stuff, I thought all of these people were nuts. I had drunk so much Kool-Aid metaphorically by listening to the mainstream news, reading the mainstream papers. I thought, what in the world are these alternative news people talking about? How in the world can these people even be on the news? How can they have written a book? Who published these people? They're absolutely nuts. And then more and more, I started reading more and more and more. And then the big thing happened to me in the early 2000s, about 2003, 2004. I don't remember the year. They were having the Olympics over in Beijing. And I remember I was watching the stuff online. I had that slow, it was almost like a dial-up internet. Oh, it was awful. And I remember one day I had seen that some referee had gotten attacked by one of the players and had a little scope under the bottom of that thing. It says, find out what really happened with 9/11. I said, well, son, what happened with 9/11? There was structural failure in the buildings. The fires heated up the members. They flexed and then the bolt pulled loose and then we had a collapsing pancake effect because I saw it on PBS. PBS told me what happened. And I thought, why would they even say find out what really happened? So I clicked on it and I watched a movie called 9/11 Mysteries. It's kind of like Loose Change. And I started asking all these questions. I started thinking, well, this doesn't make any sense. And I didn't even know about Building 7 at that point. I had no idea Building 7 had even come down. This was years later. It had been so covered up and obfuscated by the mainstream media. And I was asked on the show this morning, and I mentioned this earlier, do you think that 9/11 was an inside job? And I said, I have no idea what 9/11 was. All I know is Building 7 fell down, and I don't really understand how everything else fell down. And a lot of questions weren't answered by the 9/11 movement. And I know that NORAD stood down. I know that all these things happened all at once. I knew they were doing an exercise of the. I mean, you start reading all this stuff, you start thinking, well, everybody can't be lying. I remember I sent out an email to my list, a home list, after I'd watched 9/11 Mysteries, and I sent this itty video out to everything, to everybody. I'm several hundred people, and I wrote in the email, I said, you know, I don't know about this video. You guys come get back with me. Let me know what you think. But to me, if 10% of what's going on is true in this video, we're in deep trouble. We're in deep, deep trouble. And I send these emails out to my list still to this day. And I always tell them, I say, look, it doesn't matter whether you believe this stuff or not believe this stuff. I'm just giving you the alternative news. I don't believe all of the stuff either. But I do know this. You're not going to get very much truth out of the mainstream news. We saw that with Brian Williams. Anyhow, so let me go ahead and go to number 10. A society is obsessed with sickness. Sick people are easier to exploit and control. Real cures are suppressed. There's also a relentless focus on dysfunctional people and underdogs rather than strong, effective, and healthy people. Finally, a cult usually has a strong, godlike leader whose judgment is never questioned. Think Stalin or Hitler. In the West, we're still waiting for this figure. Many people thought it was going to be Obama because he was so strong in the international community when he came out, but he quickly proved to us that he was not going to be anything like that. I mean, because Guantanamo Bay is – I'm not going to get started on the guy. It's just another obfuscation. He's not running the country anyhow. He's just doing what he's being told to do, and we all know that. Obama has now declared a new – this is March 9th. This is from a very good article that has just been written. Obama declares new national emergency, signs an executive order as America passed the point of no return, and is saying that the 2016 election is possibly in peril. I don't believe that. And it goes on with saying with Chicago's Home and Square Black site suggesting that the American has gone past the point of no returns, full-scale third-world dictatorship. Barack Obama has just declared his latest national emergency, issuing and signing an executive order that declares the nation of Venezuela a national security threat and ordering sanctions against seven Venezuelan governments. Okay. Again, they want to be paid in gold, and they don't want to be dealing with petrodollars, and that's just how it works when you do that. Obama, there's another one, Sleuth Journal. Obama gets fixed. 4 million illegals who never paid U.S. tax get 3 years of tax refunds. All right, I don't even know how to comment on that. I mean, how do you never pay taxes and you're illegals and you run across the border and you get 3 years of tax refunds? I guess he's spreading the money around like he told Joe the plumber. Benjamin Netanyahu in 2002, if anybody takes this guy seriously, and let me say something about Netanyahu. I know Netanyahu now. And next week we're trying to get Omar Perryu on. He was one of the guys who was on the seminar circuit back in the 90s. He's going to verify a lot of these guys that we've talked with and we know these people. And Benjamin Netanyahu, when I was around him, I didn't feel right. Okay, there's only two people that I felt like on the circuit that felt weird like that. I mean, you know, you kind of get around somebody, you kind of feel like something's not right here. And I had dinner with the guy. I mean, we had like seven people at dinner one night, and we all got to talk to him and ask him questions. And, of course, I was still pretty much asleep back then because that was back in the 90s. And if I had known what I know now and I'd have started asking any questions about Sabbateans and Frankists and Luciferians, the cult groups, of course, I'd have never been on the circuit for another day. I'd been gone. But what was interesting about this, when you ever get around somebody, they just feel evil. That's how I felt with both him and Kissinger. Something wasn't right. I could feel it in my spirit. And, you know, he didn't say anything off color, off mean, or whatever. He was a complete gentleman that night because, remember, he did a seminar. But back in 2002, Benjamin Netanyahu said, if you take out Saddam, I guarantee it will have enormous positive reverberations in the region of the Middle East. Okay, that really worked out well, didn't it? Talk about taking out Saddam. That's about destabilized everything. And what happened with that? Saddam wanted to come off the petrodollar. Oh, imagine that, petrodollar again. Imagine how that keeps coming up all the time. Oh, by the way, who controls that? Oh, that's right. That's the central bankers. Listen, if you don't believe me, listen to Ron Paul. He says the same thing. One last look at the real economy before it implodes, part one. This is out of the Sleuth Journal, and this is by Brandon Smith. And he goes, we're only 2 months into 2015. It has already proven to be the most volatile year for the economic environment since the 2008-2009. We have seen oil markets collapsing by 50% in the span of a few months, just as the Federal Reserve announced the end of QE3, indicating fiat money was used to hide falling demand. Now, of course, they're doing the same thing with the euro with the fiat currency. The Baltic Dry Index has lost 30% since the beginning of the year. The Swiss currency surprise, the Greeks threatening EU exit, and now Greek citizens threatening violent protests. I wonder why. They're being turned into animals or selling off part of their country to try to pay the debt that was made. They loaned them money from nothing. They printed, now I don't think they even printed most of it anymore, it's just digital. They wire this money to them. They can't pay their bills, and they're forced to sign over their national monuments and treasures as collateral. And then these rich bankers start buying these things and basically selling off little bits and pieces of Greece. I mean, are you kidding me? And now they're oh my God, the peasants are in revolt in Greece. They've learned, they've been lied to, and they've been given artificial debt, and they're being forced into slavery, and they're mad. Oh my goodness, we can't deal with this. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Somebody woke up. Oh my gosh, there you go. There you go. So we just deal with that one. Candidate for governor of Missouri, dead from an apparent suicide. Oh, another guy got suicided. St. Louis, Missouri State Auditor Tom Schwitz died in his home from a single gunshot to the head February 26th. Schwitz, who was also a Republican candidate in Missouri governor's race, was 54 years old. Police are classifying the death as a suicide. Okay. The bullet was fired literally moments after Schwitz had invited a duo of reporters to his home for an interview, which was scheduled to take place later that same day. The state auditor left, that's who it was the state auditor, left a voice message only minutes before he died with Tony Messenger, the editor of the editorial pages of St. Louis Dispatch, and he said, you know, you can listen to it, you can go online, listen to it. And so he basically, he died, if you want to believe that, or just, you know, decided to kill himself. It's funny to me when these guys, like the bankers, are all dropping dead and falling out of windows and they're committing suicide. It seems very odd to me that we're all supposed to believe that, and we think that it's okay. Here's another article from Susan Duckloos. This is from the All News Pipeline. She goes on, the article is, the end game is here. America surrenders military while preparing for war against the U.S. citizens. And now they're saying that we are more dangerous. Well, I'm going to read you what she said. Here's what she said. While China, Iran, Russia, and other countries are building up their military strength using technology that has turned the U.S. military into sitting ducks. By the way, they got the technology from us. Just thought I'd mention that with Bill Clinton back in the 90s. Flexing their military and nuclear capability might. The U.S. is dismantling their military piece by piece, military leader by military leader, dollar by dollar, along with our nuclear stockpiles, and pouring more and more resources to the Department of Homeland Security, stockpiling weapons, ammo, and trying to federalize the local law enforcement agencies and declaring American citizens a greater threat than terror groups such as ISIS. You guys need to go read this. It's on the All News Pipeline, and it's called The End Game Is Here, America Surrenders Military While Preparing for War Against the Citizens. Okay, next article I want to cover with you, new data. Americans are 58 more times likely to be killed by police than by terror. You know, I've told you the stories about my mom being in Nazi Germany and having the police show up in the middle of the night, the SS show up, and just take people away and their families. And again, I mentioned this to you. They weren't Jewish people. They were just German citizens who had said something against Hitler. When we lose our First Amendment rights, which is coming very quickly, we're going to be in trouble. Next article, flu vaccine is only 18% effective, the CDC says. I mean, flu vaccine is only 18% effective. In other words, what they're saying is the flu vaccine is 82% ineffective. All right, that sounds a little better. Fukushima, this is from Investment Watch, says Fukushima fallout detected in U.S. fish, a dose equal to samples caught 100 miles from plant, persistently high levels detected in marine life offshore, not. It says orders of magnitude of the radiation are more than are expected. Now, you know what's interesting to me? When you get involved in all this stuff, you start looking at what's happening with these folks, you start to realize that this is a mess. And if we don't take a look at what's going on with the environment, with the world, with everything else, we're going to be just kind of hosed over. And we've got to realize that we've got to start preparing and standing firm in the aggregate. Now, listen to me again. We've got to pray. We've got to pray that America wakes up. We've got to pray that the United States learns what's really happening in the world. We've got to pray that the veil be lifted. Jesus said, he who has eyes to see and ears to hear, let them hear and see, and I will turn and heal them. And this is the thing that nobody understands. As long as we keep spouting the mainstream narrative, and John Rappaport's been on me two times now in the last few months, and he talks about this, and he goes into detail. He's one of the best blogs out there. He talks about how we believe the narrative. The Rothschild banking cartel, who controls AP and Reuters, they come in and they tell their news agencies, because they control the media, who in the world and what in the world the story is going to be. And, for some reason, a few weeks ago, they turned on their own Brian Williams. They decided to eviscerate him. They wanted to discredit him, and they did. Here's another article, the great middle class extinction. 95% of new homes are being built for the rich and or the poor. We'll be right back to the break, and we'll have more.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I kind of speak at around 200 words a minute, but when I get on coffee, I run up to gusts at about 550. So if I'm going a little bit too quick for you this morning, which some of you said, well, you need to slow down. I'm like, well, I got to stay off the coffee. Now you know why. When I was in graduate school at Florida State, I used to drink 18 cups of coffee a day, and I don't drink coffee very often. I haven't had a cup of coffee since around Thanksgiving, so I haven't had coffee in 4 months, and I don't do it very often because it's such a drain on the adrenal glands. But I woke up this morning after being on Hagman for 3 hours last night. I was a little bit fatigued, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pump a little bit more energy out of my my once robust adrenal glands, and there I go. So I get up this morning, and I have my one cup of coffee, and now you get to have me on coffee this morning, and hopefully my guests can kind of take over the show and calm things down a little bit. Let me go ahead and do this thing with the rest of these stories. We're almost done with this. Oh, this is the whole article. Oh, gosh, I wish I had time to read this whole article. This is out of the Charisma News Media, and it talks about Christianity and the new Christianity has been taken over by the far left. And you need to read this article. This is absolutely great. You know, like I said, Charisma Magazine and Charisma was my first publisher. But here's how the new Christian left is twisting the gospel. Basically, they're saying you don't have to have any repentance. You can do whatever you want to do. You would turn into couch potato Christians, cafeteria-style Christians, convictional Christians. Where did it go wrong? And it goes into detail on what happened in the collusion of faith and culture. And what's happened is they said that, you know, because we're not reaching the people any longer as far as being effective as churches, they need to reach out and try to reach the community. Well, some of that is true. But the problem is when you compromise your convictions and the faith that you have in Jesus Christ, you start compromising the Bible, and you start telling people that these alternative lifestyles are okay, it's not good. The contemporary mindset is what Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, whose Christian convictions put him at odds with the Nazis and cost him his life. He calls it cheap grace. In his book, The Cost of Discipleship, Bonhoeffer wrote, "Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate." And he says that's what's happened. We have the Christian doctrine has been hijacked, and they're starting to teach now that, you know, Jesus is only one of the many ways to heaven. Okay, well, that's not Christianity. And what will surprise you is how many young evangelists actually crave honest discussions about abortion, sexuality, sexual exploitation, feminism, and radical Islam. The author goes on to say, my friend and evangelical action advisor, Richard Trotter, has two non-negotiable topics when addressing youth, creation and life. And see, what we have to do is we've got to stand for something. We can't be a weight. Zig Ziglar taught me, you've got to be a meaningful, specific, and not a wandering generality. And that's so very important. MichaelSavage.com. I love Michael Savage, by the way. He wrote a very good one as far as, you know, what's going on with who Obama, the U.S. Senator that Obama's coming after now, Senator Bob Menendez, for agreeing with Obama. He's going after him. He's actually prosecuting him because Menendez was a guest passenger on a donor's plane. Okay, I'm not even going to comment on that. NATO seeks regime change in Russia. Another article that we need to talk about. The NATO wants the Russian be overthrown. Prime suspect says Nesmov was killed over negative comments on Muslims. That's another article we could talk about. Putin signs law on ratification of $100 billion BRICS new development bank deal. Oh, Putin signed new laws on $100 billion BRICS new development bank deal. Again, the bankers are involved. The de-dollarization acts as China completes a SWIFT alternative, which is allowed transfer between banks, and may launch as soon as September of this year. In another article, over 100 U.S. armored vehicles roll into Latvia. NATO flexes its muscles in Europe. 90,000 Canadians sign a petition to protest sale of one of the water for less than $2. I have no idea what that's even the news for this morning. Okay, we're out of time. We're coming to our first day. We're going to teach you this morning how to do organic gardening. Our gardening the first hour. I'm going to learn how to plant stuff and make it grow. Stay tuned for the next hour. We got a great guest coming up.